Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week we're speaking to Kelly. She's the head coach of the Para Matildas.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hi everyone, it's just Mandy here today. Kate is unable to be here, so I'm very thrilled to have our guest today. The weather here in Melbourne is overcast as usual. We like to talk about the weather, and it's November. Come on, Melbourne. Anyway, it's fine. So let's get straight to today's episode. I'm so thrilled to have Kelly here with us today. Would you like to say hello?
Hi, guys. I'm really excited to be on the podcast. Can't wait to share a few stories and have a good laugh.
Yeah, let's talk about it, Kelly. So, well, let's go with our questions first. Can you tell me some your favourite music for either the good times or the tricky times?
Yeah, absolutely. I sort of thought about this question long and hard. And yeah. For me, with the Para Matildas, it's the Hall of Fame by The Script. Has a good little ring to it, but it's got good messaging behind it as well.
Yeah.
Sort of lifts us up and gets us ready, but it also resonates with everyone in the squad, I think, as well. And me personally, I love it. I like that sort of music. And then, you know, whatever my kids listen to in the car, I sort of bop away to as well. So it's mum life when you're driving your kids around. So I just listen to anything.
Definitely. And everything. Do you use music very much with the team?
We do when they're on the bus or getting ready for training. We try to get them to listen to music as a team and just relaxes them. It's a relaxing sort of thing, takes them away from, you know, what might be happening or what their stresses and anxieties are. So it's a really good thing to have for a team. Gets everyone together as well. We can have a laugh and joke at different music and sing along and, you know, makes it a bit of fun.
Yeah. Okay, our second question is, did you win any awards at school?
Schools were a long, long time ago. So, a lot of athletics awards, so just a lot of firsts,
really?
Sort of thing like that. So a bit speedy back in my day, definitely not
really?
Now. Very slow now. That's why I coach. Not a very academic person, so never really enjoyed school. Liked it for the social aspect, but nothing in terms of I did the job, but I just didn't engage myself as much as I probably should. But
well, sounds like you're a sporty person.
Absolutely. Just give me sport any day of the week.
Yeah. Oh, gorgeous. And tell us, why are you a member of this P tribe? Tell us about everything about being part of the Para Matildas.
Look, I think I have a lot of passion for coaching people with disabilities in the inclusion space. I think it's very important for people to be aware that sport's for everyone. It's not just for your able-bodied athletes, or if you're a man or a woman, it's nothing. You can be trans, you can be whoever you want to be, and sport will welcome you either way. And that's what I love about sport. It doesn't discriminate in some ways, which is awesome. And look, I've always loved working with people with disability. I think I get a lot from it, and I can give a lot to people. My skills and my skill set that I've learned, I just want to be able to give back to the sport that I played for so many years. So I think that's super important. My dad had motor neuron disease, and he was a very sporty type of guy. So when he got diagnosed and couldn't play sport anymore, I thought, you know, what can I do as a person to make someone happy who has been, that's been taken away from them? So that was sort of my sort of, I suppose, light bulb moment to move from playing the sport into coaching the sport that I loved and give back to people who, you know, something might have been taken away from them or they've never known anything different and create a pathway.
Mm. Yeah, what an incredible part of your story.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely, I think, you know, your parents play such important roles in your lives no matter what, whether it's a good or a bad sort of outcome. And look, Dad's not here today, but I'm sure he'd be super proud with what I've achieved, and I can only thank him for everything he's done for me. So, and he's pushed me in the right direction. So,
wow, what a beautiful part of your story.
Yeah.
So thanks. You played football growing up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Played all my life since I was four. Represented at Canberra, nationals, futsal, the whole range of, you know, sport. Never hit international level. I had a lot of surgeries when I was younger, so a lot of reconstructions in the knee. So I'd have 5 knee reconstructions, 2 ankle reconstructions. So sort of took me out of the sport and couldn't play what I wanted and knew that I wouldn't achieve on the field. So what could I do off the field to achieve my goal? To make an Australian team, and you know what? I've done it.
Yes, you have.
In a special way, I think. So
yes. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about how the Parramatildas came to be? I know there's the Pararoos and they've been around for a little while. So can you tell me how that started?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, obviously Pararoos have been around for 25 years this year, which is something incredible. When you look back at the timeline and where they've come and where they're now, that's something pretty special. Parramatildas, you know, their inception last year was a long time coming, I think. You know, we had CP Nationals for a very long time, which didn't have girls in there until 2019 when, and I'm not saying it's just me, but I came on board with Capital Football and had a couple of girls who wanted to join, and I said, look, can we have girls in the team? And they were like, oh, we'll go back and check. And yeah, then it came about and we pushed forward from there. But Kim Schaefer and Charlotte, my right-hand women within the squad, sort of pushed and pushed in the New South Wales space to have all abilities programs, CP programs. When Charlotte worked at Football New South Wales, she developed a CP program for athletes, for women, especially girls and women. So they trained and then sort of all sort of molded together, and then Football Australia saw, you know what, nationals worked well with the women, why can't we have a national team?
Yeah,
here we are.
Wow. And so what were the nitty-gritty things you had to sort out?
Look, I can't take credit for much. I think it's Football Australia really getting behind the sport and knowing what the inclusion pathway is. You got Katrina Hicks, the fundraising manager, who really pushed herself to get us across the line. And then Arif, who now is with the Oli Roos, and Joey's was working hard in the background to get the women across the line. Look, I think it's more finding the players.
Yeah.
Getting the players around and being comfortable and saying, I have a disability to play a sport and the sport I want to play. So can't really start a team when you've only got 5 players. So it was sort of, where can we get these players from and how can we bring them on board and create a journey? And that happened and we were able to launch. So obviously COVID came. We were going to launch a little bit earlier, but COVID came. So sort of took a backward step for a year. And then we launched 6 weeks out from a World Cup, and we took a team to the World Cup and finished second. So can't really be much happier than that. So
that must have been amazing. Where was that World Cup?
In Salou in Spain. So
wow.
Never been further than New Zealand. So going to a different country and playing sport, something that I've always dreamed of as a player, but to do it as a coach I think is something pretty special. Beautiful place, very warm.
Yeah.
Right next to the ocean. So something pretty special. And I think some of the girls never traveled before too. So
how did you grow the team of support around you for the athletes?
Yeah, look, families are definitely something special. Without families, they don't have that support, or without their friends, they don't have that support. So preparation is key, and we've got a good team behind us with doctors, you know, wellbeing staff, coaches, well-adversed in this area. So we knew that there'll be anxiety. We knew there would be potentially seizures on the plane. So we're all prepared and ready to go. But just knowing the families and getting to know your athletes really makes a difference as well. So
were you able to have a training camp before you went to Spain? How did you?
Yeah, so we had a couple leading in. We had one and then we had a – so we had a selection camp, and then we had a pre-camp to before we left. So it was pretty thick and fast. We only had the team for 6 weeks, so very short turnaround, tactics, something that a coach normally prepares for months in advance. We had 6 weeks. So,
wow.
Yeah, and trying to get the right players, classifications, that sort of thing in play.
Can you explain the classifications within it?
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got an FT3, which is your more abled person. You can only have one of them on the pitch at a time. And then you have an FT2, which is sort of your middle ground, and then an FT1, which is your most impaired. You must have an FT1 on at all times during a game.
Yeah.
And then FT2, you can have as many as you want. FT3, you can only have one on. So it all works within the integrity of the game.
Yeah, yeah. And so you have classifiers, you have international classifiers, people that do all that work for you?
Yeah, we actually went through that yesterday. So with each international tournament, if you don't have an international class, you have to go through classification. You have to have it done, I think, I'm pretty sure twice for an international classification for it to be set in stone, unless your medical diagnosis changes. So you have a medical classifier, a technical classifier, and a head classifier, and they go through a range of tests on and off the pitch. First you're inside and they'll manipulate the body of the athlete to see if they've got like catches or spasticity in their muscles, where that is, what their impairment is. They go through their medical history, run them through some physical tests, a lot of sort of cognitive testing, just to see how the brain talks to the muscles and where that impairment may be, especially if you've got someone with an acquired brain injury. Is it more of a cognitive impairment or a full body impairment? So they've got to look for those sort of things. And then you go on the pitch and they do running, sprinting, a 2v2 game at high intensity to see where the fatigue sets in, or what is the impairment under fatigue.
Interesting. So with the Parramatildas, it's females with cerebral palsy?
Yes.
Or an acquired brain injury, is that right?
Yeah.
Which
absolutely.
Typically has been nowhere for these women to come together, I don't think. Right. Really in a team.
Not in a team environment, no. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But, I mean, for new listeners, both my girls have a hemiplegia, one a left, one a right. They were born 9 weeks premature. So we've done lots of athletics, but it's always been sort of, singular, not team sport. So what is that like to see these women and young girls come together and recognise each other in terms of their disabilities?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, especially for someone who doesn't have an impairment or a disability. you sort of sit back and you go, well, I've played team sport all my life.
Yes.
Because I've had the opportunity to do so, and I've been given that opportunity to do so. Yeah. A lot of these athletes that we've had are all, as you said, Mandy, a lot of track athletes, swimming athletes. They're very individualized sports. They've never had a team.
Yes.
When you bring them all together, it sort of starts off very slow, but then they realize, oh, wow, like this is the environment I want to be in, because they're with like-minded athletes. They can share their stories. They're talking to people who know what they've been through.
Yes.
And can sort of recognize their disability as something special and something beautiful that they all have. And
yes.
I think it needs to be recognized as something beautiful because they're unique in their own way. And that's how we see them as well. We put the disability and impairment behind them. They're just a football team.
Yeah.
A football team full of wonderful girls who have their own stories and their own achievements. And I think that's how the world needs to look at them. It's not, is this a para sport? No, this is just a sport.
Yeah, and they're representing their country, our country. It's incredible.
Exactly right. Yeah, and they just want to play their sport.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Walking out, representing Australia for the first time for you as a coach.
Yeah, very emotional. I think when I got announced as a head coach, it didn't really sink in, and people were like, oh, my God, this is amazing, congratulations. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, the girls are ready, prepared, and they're like, it's not about the girls as well. Like, you're sending a team to a World Cup, you're a national team coach. Still have pinch me moments where you do sing the national anthem and you're getting filmed and you're having interviews and you're doing podcasts or you're having conversations. So it's pretty emotional when you know that you're changing people's lives and providing an opportunity.
Yeah, incredible, Kelly. You have two children at home, is that right?
Correct, I do, yes.
Yeah, so you have to leave them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always hard to – I've got a 5- and a 10-year-old, so still pretty young.
Yeah.
The first time I went away, it was probably the longest time I've ever been away from them, so 3 weeks is a very long time. Daughter was 4 at the time, or 3. Turning 4, I got back just in time for a birthday, so that was nice.
Yeah.
But you miss them, and, you know, I carry a photo with me all the time. So
they're gorgeous. All the time.
Yeah.
Play football players?
Yeah, look, it took a while for my daughter to come on and play football, but, you know.
Outrageous. Come on.
I know. I was very disappointed, but now she's flying through. My son lives and breathes football.
Really?
He always has.
Yeah.
He'd rattle off every EPL player.
Awesome.
He's very much a Parramatildas fan. He always talks to his friends about it.
Isn't that
he's
amazing?
Always been around it.
Yeah.
He's so well-versed in the space as well, which is something pretty incredible. And my daughter doesn't talk about the Matildas in her class. She talks about the Parramatildas. And she tells everyone that everyone should watch the Parramatildas. And she has her own Parramatildas jersey. So it's not about the big – it's not about the Matildas. It's about the Parramatildas for our family, and something pretty special.
What an amazing year with the World Cup here in Australia and the rise of the Matildas to then be a part of that family.
Oh, absolutely. the Matildas are something special, and they support us immensely. Like, the girls are so supportive of the Paramatildas and the Paramatildas family. You got, you know, Sam Kerr donating jerseys so we can fundraise and get money.
Yeah.
You've got Alana Kennedy and Hayley Rasso, like, having gym towels.
Yep, we've got them.
We've got one, donate money to the Paramatildas.
Yes.
They do everything. They connect with the girls. They have chats with the girls. They promote us in their own way. And even their staff are really behind us. So we're one big family, and it's really nice to be part of that family.
Incredible, incredible. So tell us about this year. You went to Japan.
We did. Yeah, it was an eye-opener, definitely a culture shock for someone who's never been sort of to an Asia country.
Asia, yeah.
Really lovely people.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed the experience, and obviously we were there for football, and really good world-class football from us.
Mm.
We put one tactic in place where we said, okay, let's try it. And we just nailed it, and I couldn't be happier. So as a coach, you want to implement new things, and you think, oh, it'll take a little bit of time, but they absolutely killed it over there. So,
yeah. Well, I was watching everything. It was so exciting. It was just goal after goal after goal.
Yeah. No, it was really good. It's something really special, but I think it's important that we don't stay complacent as well, because we don't know what Japan's going to bring to the Asia Cup. So
yeah, of course. So that gets me to this year, and this is happening like next week in November here in Melbourne. So can you tell us what's happening? You're down here at the moment.
Yeah, we're definitely down in sunny Melbourne.
Yeah. where do you live, Kelly? Are you in Canberra?
So this is normal for us. So although Canberra is a little bit hotter than Melbourne at the moment. So
yeah.
we're down here for the Para Asia Cup. Run by IFCPF. So we're playing Nepal and Japan in the women's space. Nepal's a brand new team. We haven't seen them, don't know their players. So it's a very interesting couple of days. Our first game's on Saturday at the home of the Matildas in Bundaroo. So really excited. Playing first tournament on home soil.
Yes. How does that feel?
Yeah, good. It hasn't set in, I don't think, until we're there. We've been to the training ground. We've done a few training sessions. The branding's sensational. I don't know if you can see behind me, but there's like a more than just a game sort of. That's not it. That's the emergency sign. But there's more than just a game everywhere with beautiful colours. So the branding team's done such a sensational job. We're really looking forward to having our first game Saturday and playing in front of our home ground and letting the girls show their families what they've got.
Yes, and they haven't probably been able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. No one, like, obviously we have families travel with us, but the ones that are unfortunately unable to travel now get a chance to on home soil and watch their children play or their partners play or whatever it may be.
And I know for every parent to see your child that you know, there's times when you've seen them struggle. I mean, I just want to howl my eyes out. What a moment to see their daughters representing Australia. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's something special. It does bring tears to your eyes. And when you talk to the parents, they're constantly thanking you. For what you've done, and as I say, it's not me. They're here for a reason, and they're chosen because, you know, they put the work and dedication in, and it's hard as a coach. You want to take them all, but you can't.
Of course, you can't.
You've got to cut them, and unfortunately some dreams get crushed, but
that's
my job. I've got to deliver the difficult messages.
That must be very hard, Kelly.
It is, and because you want them all, they've tried so hard, all of them. They've all got the skill, but unfortunately you can only take 10 away at each tournament, and that's the difficult thing. And classification do play a big part in what you select.
Yes, so. So my daughter, who we call Molly, was able to come to one of your training camps at the start of this year, and it was super exciting for her. But the main thing that she loved coming away from that was spending time with the girls with the disability. And she said people were falling over all the time, Mum.
It is.
People couldn't get their bathers off. People were helping me with my bra. Like all that stuff. She had never spent a weekend with other young women with cerebral palsy like that before. Just that alone was enough for her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something pretty special. We do have a bit of a giggle on the pitch when they fall over. We all have a bit of a laugh because I'll get up and go, oh, that's my CP leg, or
that's right.
That's happened. And you know, you gotta laugh about it, but they all help each other out. Like you're walking, someone's tying up someone's shoelaces, or a coach is trying to get a bra on an athlete, or getting their GPS bra on, or
She told me all about that, man. I mean, I was super anxious leaving her, but also realized we had to give her a go. And just to hear that the others were helping her with her clothes made me laugh a lot. Fantastic. Yeah.
No, they're a good, like, they're very, very close to each other. They have their infighting, but what team doesn't?
Of course.
You're living in each other's back pockets for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Sick to death of each other, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. But they welcome you. They're part of, if you're part of their family, they'll welcome you with open arms. And so will the coaches.
Yeah.
We do what we need to do to help the athletes get on the pitch. And if that's tying their shoelaces or helping them get dressed or whatever it may be, we do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, with consent with the athletes, we say, hey, can you help us do this? Yeah, no worries, easy.
Of course, of course. Well, it was, you know, we will be coming. We have booked all our tickets.
Perfect.
You're saying we've got to make signs, and now I'm under pressure to have a creative time. So exciting. Our whole family's going to come on Saturday, so we're going to be loud.
We need you to be loud.
Yeah, we will be. Don't you worry. What do you want the world to know about the Paramatildas?
That there are a bunch of athletes that are following their dreams and pathways. Everyone should know about them. And it's not just about us. Come down and support Japan. Come down and support Nepal. Just come and support the sport, I think. Paramatildas are world number one, and you want to see some class para football, come down and watch the girls play. But I think it's important. Come be part of the family and enjoy the sport.
Yeah, yeah. And what about, it's not in the Paralympics, is it?
No. So there's not enough countries in the female space to join in the Paralympics yet. We are aiming for LA. So fingers crossed.
So another 4-5 years.
Yeah.
It's LA.
Yeah, so we miss this one. We miss Paris. And then it's hopefully we aim for the next.
So does the country get to choose that sport that gets included, or?
I think there's a panel. So we've got a match. So whatever countries are in the men's, we've got a match. Obviously, the men's is well adversed and have about 40 countries. The women are getting, we're around 10 now, so we're getting, I think we had to have 13 countries on board.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they'll have a look, and hopefully we can be there. Because the boys have been there before. The boys have been in the Olympics, and then it got removed. So hopefully we can get back. That would be pretty cool. I would like that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kelly. It's been wonderful to talk to you. Is there anything I've missed that you would like to talk about?
No, I think it's just getting the word out there. If you know an athlete who has CP, acquired brain injury or symptoms of stroke, come and have a try of football. You just don't know. You might love it.
Should they contact their local state? Where should they go first? Because I was just given an email that got straight to you guys, but should there be somewhere that they should go within their state of Australia first?
Yeah, look, go to your member federation. So, you know, Football Victoria in Melbourne or Victoria, you got Football Queensland in the Queensland state, Football West over in WA, Football Tassie down in Tasmania, Capital Football in Canberra, Football South Australia in South Australia, Football NT up in Northern Territory.
Right.
So there's a member fed in every state. Reach out to them. If you don't, then reach out to Football Australia. They'll get you in contact.
Yeah, okay, terrific. Because sometimes, you know, you can be a parent just like, I don't even know where to go.
Exactly right. And some associations linked within member feds will have All Abilities program and will know about the Paramatildas. Our name's not fully out there yet, but we're trying. So hopefully the podcast will get our name out there and people will join. The Matildas Effect is a hit, so the more people play football, come on board. We'll make a Parramatilda's effect, hopefully.
Yeah, totally. Well, if 2Ps can help with that, we will do whatever we can. I will post some videos of being at the game. Everyone come. So follow your Instagram, your Facebook page. You just look up Parramatilda's. Yeah. If you've got money, we have listeners that have money. Go ahead and donate.
Yeah, every donation counts. We can't have camps. We can't travel. We can't have tournaments like this. We're self-funded with a little backing from, well, Football Australia do back us, but we've got to pay for our own camps by fundraising. So if people have got money out there and want to become a donor, hit up the Parramatilda's website and that will tell you how to donate.
Totally. We have got some awesome listeners that are very generous. So I always put it out there to them to just help out. This is
absolutely
the greatest team to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're entertaining. Follow them on Instagram. I love what I could. I'm trying not to comment too much.
No, the more followers we have, the better our name gets out there.
I don't want to embarrass my girls, but I'm just like, the girls are so fabulous. I could just. So proud of them. I don't even know them. So just wonderful. So, everyone, please go and follow the Pararees as well. If you've got young boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same thing. So go and find your football federations in your state and then let's get all these kids in teams that have never been in teams before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be on a squad for Molly just to have that time. I said to her, if this never happens again, you've had one weekend of being in a squad. That's amazing.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You know, we're so, so grateful and we're part of your team. So thank you.
Absolutely. No, you're part of the family. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No worries.
Okay, P. So the 2023 IFCPF Asia Oceania Championships is Saturday the 4th of November to Saturday the 11th of November, the home of the Matildas in Victoria. So you might, if this comes out in the middle of it, but if you can come down, if we make it to the grand final, come and I'll see you there. Okay, thanks, bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.